Blog Talk Radio.
Inspired with your host, Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, your biggest cheerleader, Miss On Fire Inspire herself. Thank you so much for joining us this great, great evening. Tonight's topic is a lot different from what we normally do, but what we are doing, and y'all already know, I always tell you that this is not my show, this is God's show, and I'm just his mouthpiece that he's choosing to use, right? So welcome for each and every one of you for joining us tonight. I want to thank our sponsors. Thank you. To y'all heard the song, the intro song is done by Deidre Norvette, and she has an EP. I want y'all to go out and get called This Is Me. It's on all your digital outlets, and it is so inexpensive. You can get it for less than the cost of a value meal. So go out and support us, okay? Then we have we have the Brown Team. It says the award-winning multi-million-dollar producing Brown Team is at your service with 30 years of experience. If you need some help with real estate, whether it's selling, buying, the Brown Team can take care of you. They are Better Homes and Gardens Metro Brokers, and that is Cornelia and Bernard Brown at 404-843-2500. Again, that's 404-843-2500. Cornelia is also a business coach, and Cornelia can assist you in getting your startup going and also help you get started in your own. And you can reach her on that portion at 404-786-0873. Now we have Mom Biz Boss Monthly Network lunch and brunch coming up this coming Friday. So for those of you, if you have not connected with mombizboss.org, you're not too late, but you want to go ahead and do so. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, you can still go out to Eventbrite and get your tickets. That is this coming Friday from 11 to 1:30. I'm telling you, some powerful, powerful ladies with some great things that they are doing. They're moving and shaking. And so you want to connect with people who are doing things, whether they're doing things like you or there may be some things that they have that you need and vice versa. And even our guest tonight, I connected with her through Mom Biz Boss. I am a member of Mom Biz Boss and a supporter. And so Tab Manning is our guest tonight, and she's going to be sharing with us about safety tips. Ladies, I don't want you to be so preoccupied and being so busy that you fall prey, and I ain't talking about P-R-A-Y, I'm talking about P-R-E-Y, or become a victim because you're not paying attention. As the Lord was giving me this topic this morning, when I picked up my phone, I actually saw a post that really like confirmed in my spirit what he was giving me. And so that topic tonight is just making sure that each and every person, you're staying safe, ladies, and you're communicating this to your female girls, whether you have twins, or adult children. But ladies, it's time to make sure we're staying safe. So we're going to bring Tab in with us. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Ms. Tab. How are you?
How are you?
I am great. I'm great. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, my God. I am so humbled and so appreciative of the opportunity to be with you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As I was saying, everything that I do is completely directed as the Lord gives me in this day and time. And so when I woke up to that text this morning, seeing that, and it had just happened 10 days ago, I was like, whoa. So I knew that that was confirmation. And many times we don't think about just the things that are obvious. This particular post, for those of you all did not know what I'm talking about, there's a post where a lady was coming out of a store, and there was a big black oversized trash bag right by her driver's side. And her daughter said, "Mom, no, that's a human trafficking tactic. Let's get away from it." So as they were backing up, a man started coming towards them saying, "What you think is in the bag?" And they ran on in the store and they got away. But it's something that's simple, that if you're preoccupied, that could have been a life or death situation, or scooping them up and putting them in a van some kind of way.
Absolutely. And can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
I'm sure you can hear.
Yes,
okay, and I mean, you know, it's crazy, because that's the times that we're in right now, is that they're using every tactic that they can to snatch up women, to snatch up children, even men. I mean, we don't like to, or not don't like, but we typically don't think that men can be trafficked, but men are trafficked as well. Maybe not as much as women are, but it definitely happens, right? And so to your point, you know, they're doing things like putting things on your car, on your windshield, or, you know, putting things in front of your home. There's all sorts of things that they have out here right now for us to get distracted so that they can snatch us up. And so it's on us to make sure that we are, you know, always on point. Like my husband used to say to me all the time, keeping our head on the swivel and just being aware of our surroundings. And so what we talk about in the safety world a lot is situational awareness. And so what does situational awareness mean to you? When you hear the thought, when you hear the term situational awareness, what does that say to you?
Being aware of your situations based on where you are. That's what
that absolutely says. I mean, it's no bigger than that. Situational awareness is simply being aware of your surroundings, of knowing what's going on around you, knowing who's around you, you know, knowing where you are, the bearing, and that's simply what it is. Now, it sounds like it's so simple, but situational awareness is actually considered to be your first line of defense in protecting yourself.
Okay.
It's just really being aware of where you are. And so, for those of you who don't know, I am an independent dancer pro, and I go out and I speak and empower women all the time on equipping, educating, and empowering women on personal safety, situational awareness, and what to do if you're ever in the fight for your life. Because at any point, at any given point, we can be that person, right? And we want to make sure that we are able to come home to our families, to come home to our children. That's the goal every single day when you leave home, is to come back home, right?
Right.
And so I'm going to share some tips with you this evening. You let me know how you want me to flow, if you want me to just jump right on in.
Keep going.
okay. So we're going to talk about situational awareness this evening. And again, it's just knowing what's going on around you, being aware of your surroundings. It is the first line of defense in protecting yourself. So I want us to play the what if game for just a moment. I want us to talk about, because in order for us to really understand the importance, we have to bring the point home. So I want you to think about when you're in a restaurant, or when you're at Target, going shopping at Walmart, when you're leaving the mall, if you are a runner or a jogger and you're out in your subdivision or on a walking trail, what if you were out, and this is not to, by no means is this a fear tactic, because I don't want anyone to be afraid. My mantra is to not be afraid, but to be aware. So I want you to put yourself in that situation. We all go shopping at Target. We all go shopping at Walmart or whatever. Or we might be leaving work or leaving the mall, and we're walking to our car, and someone approaches us, or we see a crowd or a group, or we see something that automatically gives us that feeling in the pit of our stomach that something isn't right, right? We've all been there. And so the first thing that I want to say is to trust your gut. to trust that feeling, to trust that instinct. If you come out of a store, or if you're walking through, you know, a parking lot or a parking deck or something, and you feel something in the pit of your stomach that doesn't feel right, you might need to step off the X. You might need to change your direction. You might need to change your original game plan of walking to your vehicle and walk back into that store, or walk back into, you know, whatever that public place that you was. And so trust that. It means something. Trust your instinct. It's very important. So going back to the what if scenario, and I'll share with you a personal story because I'm a runner. I run in my subdivision. And this one particular day, I was running through my neighborhood, and I always run with my stun gun. I have a stun gun with me because I just don't like being out unprotected. You never know if a dog may run up on you, a stray animal, whatever, but you want to be able to protect yourself. You see people sometimes walking with sticks or walking with something, you know, in case they need to protect themselves. And so I'm running through my subdivision, and I can see about maybe a block away from me, there's a man approaching me. And this man, for some reason, just does not look right. He looks sketchy. He doesn't look like he has it all together up here. And so the closer I get to him, I'm starting to just kind of see his behaviors and his mannerisms. He's talking to himself. He's making gestures. Something's definitely off with him. And so I said, okay, well, let me, you know, let me make sure that I, again, I'm on point. I'm aware. It's daylight. I'm outside, and I'm alone. So I have a decision to make. Do I continue running towards this man? Do I cross the street? Do I, you know, turn around and go back home? You know, at this point, I need to make a decision because I'm coming closer to him. He's coming closer to me. And so what I decided to do was to change my direction. I crossed the street. Now, I have a weapon, and if I needed to protect myself, then, yeah, by all means, I would do that. If he would have followed me across the street, or if he would have, you know, pursued me, then I would have done that. But the first thing that I did was, one, I trusted my instinct when I saw him approaching me. And the next thing that I decided to do was, let me try to figure out an escape or a way to avoid the situation altogether. I don't need a confrontation with this man. He's bigger than me. He's stronger than me. And if I can avoid any type of encounter with him, then let me try that first. And so I crossed the street and went to the other side. As I crossed the street and went to the other side, he starts looking at me and talking to me, like, you know, just talking crazy. And so I just continued to run, but I made sure that I was still able to see him in my peripheral. He stopped and he just kind of did whatever he did, and then he continued on. Now, had I decided to stay on the side of the street, I would have given this man an opportunity to grab me or to do something. I made a conscious decision to not do that. We have to be able to, again, change our mindset and have a mind shift. We don't need to walk into situations that we know could possibly be, you know, turn into a conflict. If you see something that can be avoided, by all means, avoid it. You know, sometimes back in the day, you know, I might have had a different mindset. I've been like, well, she would try me. I'm going to give him what he asked for. But no, I'm not doing that. I am going to try to remove myself from this situation. Now, had he crossed the street, had he, you know, came and tried to attack me, then that changes, right? Because then I have to figure out my escape plan. So your escape plan comes with using whatever you have to get out of that situation, right? You don't want to sit there and fight it out. You want to figure out how to strike and get away from him. You want to figure out how to use your voice to scream, to bring attention. You want to use whatever you have to fight. And most importantly, you want to make sure that you're fighting where you are. You do not want this man to be able to take you to another location. You want to be able to fight where you are, to fight with what you have, and to bring as much as attention to yourself and the situation as you can. Do not go out quietly, because this might be the fight for your life. And that brings me to my next point, which is defend. So we like to call this avoid, escape, and defend. Avoid means trying to, again, not even get into that encounter if at all possible. Escape means to, again, if it means that you have to deviate from the original plan to do something else. And defend means, okay, now I have a warrior mindset, and now I have to actually fight where I am. And so fighting where you are means that you have to, again, use what you got, do what you need to do. Do not allow, if at all possible, for them to relocate you. You want to keep that fight right there where you are. So, with that being said, I want to jump back, and I know I'm jumping all over, and of course I'll take questions, but I want to go into just some things that sometimes would be considered common sense, but may not always be common sense. So when we talk about avoidance, right, you want to make sure that you're making the best decision possible. I have a 22-year-old daughter, and I have a 20-year-old son, and I'm always getting on both of them because of decisions that they make sometimes as it relates to their safety. Now, my daughter, she is a firearm carrier. She goes to the range regularly. She knows how to shoot. She knows how to use her weapon. However, I said, you only need to use that weapon if absolutely necessary. But don't put yourself in situations where you even have to, like going to the ATM machine at night by yourself, or pumping gas by yourself, or walking through sketchy neighborhoods, you know, by yourself. We have to make sure that we're making the best decisions possible. If you can't do it in the daytime, don't do it. That ATM deposit can wait until the next day. Do not go there. If you need to get gas before the sun goes down. You don't have to get gas at night. You have to understand that these criminals, these people, they're looking to catch you off guard. They're looking to catch you when they feel like you're distracted. So if you got headphones in and you're listening to music or a podcast or whatever, then they can catch you off guard. Or if you're pumping gas at the gas station and your back is to your car or your back is to, then you're leaving space and opportunity for someone to sneak up on you. One of the things that my mentor told me early on when I first started dancing was to cut off access to yourself. So when I go to the gas station and I pump my gas, I always try to have my back to the wall. If I have my back to the wall, say for instance this is the wall, then no one can sneak up behind me. Now you either have to come on the side or to the front, but you can no longer sneak behind me. So those are some of the things that we talk about with situational awareness. Now, if I'm going too fast, tell me to slow down because I know I'm kind of running through. But when you're going into a restaurant, and this is some things that we don't particularly think about, but we need to be mindful of because when right now we see that domestic terrorism is at an all-time high. Churches have been shot up. Restaurants have been shot up. So you want to make sure that if you're in a situation where you're in a place of worship or if you are in a restaurant having dinner with your friends and someone runs up in there with the intent on harming you, that you are aware of where your exits are in that place. Some of us don't think about that. We just go to dinner and we sit down and have dinner, and we're not thinking about is it one way in or one way out. Where are the exit signs? I can tell you this. Most restaurants have an exit that's out the kitchen. So try to have a general idea of where the kitchen is, because if they come through the park and something happens, you want to be able to go out the back. And the back may be where the kitchen is, depending on how the restaurant is. But most times, there's an exit out there because that's where they're throwing out trash or dumping their grease or what have you. So being aware of that, being aware of where exit signs are. When you go to the movie theater, remember a few years ago that crazy guy shot up the movie theater. Most times in movie theaters, there's more than one entrance and exit into that theater. So being aware, looking for where those exit signs are. Another thing that my mentor had spoke to me about, she said when she goes out with her girlfriends, they all have a safety plan. They're all aware. Someone's watching the front door, someone's watching the back door, someone's watching the people around them. Everyone has an assignment. It sounds crazy, but these are things that we have to kind of be cognizant of. And once we plan and once we get into a practice of doing it, it becomes second nature to us. Why is this important? It's important because right now we are prey, as you said earlier. We see the numbers of children being snatched and women being snatched off the street. So we have to work together, we have to be aware, and we have to have these conversations. Did you want to interject in anything?
No, keep going.
Okay, all right. So in addition to that, preparation is key. We talked about, you know, having plans when you're going to these restaurants and things like that. Another point that I would like to touch on is since the pandemic and with COVID and things like that, a lot of us are working from home. A lot of us are not in the office anymore. And so you're working from home all day. The holidays are getting ready to come up. We know that it is around this time that we see an influx of home invasions, people kicking indoors, and, you know, coming in to either, when they kick in that door, they don't care who's in there. So you have to know that. You have to understand it. If they are bold enough to kick in the door, they are coming in there with the intent to harm you if you are in the way of whatever it is that they're trying to do. So with that being said, what is your game plan? Do you have a game plan for a home invasion? If someone comes into your home right now, are you able to, you know, do you have weapons throughout the home? Do you have protection layers? Do you have a plan with your family? Or if you live alone, what's your game plan for those of you who are, you know, who are single and are at home by yourself? You have to start developing a plan. Is there a way to get out of your home other than the front door? And if it isn't, then do you have a safe room? In that safe room, you should have a phone. And sometimes if you have an old cell phone, most old cell phones work. Even though they don't have service, you can always dial 911. Keeping that cell phone charged, keeping it in a safe room for yourself, keeping a flashlight and some sort of weapon. I don't care if it's a bat, I don't care if it's a hammer, something to protect yourself. Because again, if someone runs up in your home, they more than likely are not coming to just, you know, rough you up. You're going to be in the fight for your life. So what are you going to do when someone comes and tries to harm you? What can you do to protect yourself? What can you do to defend yourself? So what are your thoughts? Do you have a game plan?
I'm actually taking great notes and posting them. Because a lot of times people hear things, but it's not until they see it and they read it again that where it really, really clicks sometimes. So I'm being a great note taker as you're speaking, because these are the things that you tend not to think about. Yes, we're going to pray, but at the same time, God has given us a level of
exactly, and we have to be mindful that faith without work is dead, right? Mm-hmm. So we can have all the faith in the world and we can pray, and we know that God is going to protect us and shield us and all of that. But also, in the Bible, they carry their swords, right? They had their sword, right? And so we want to make sure that we are protecting ourselves. You know, God has, you know, not given us a spirit of fear. So at the point of which, you know, someone tries to come to us, we know that we have the full armor of God, but we also need to make sure that we have our shield, we have our sword, and that we are ready to fight, because we are soldiers. We have to have that warrior mindset. We have to.
It made me think about my dear. He said, yeah, I'm going to keep the peace because I got my peace in my purse.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Absolutely right. And so I wanted us to talk for a moment just about, you know, practicing a plan. So, again, you know, I sat down with my daughter because she lives alone by herself. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, throughout her apartment, of course, I was terrified. She's my firstborn. She's 22 years old. She lives by herself. And so I'm always, you know, worried about her, right? And so one of the things that we've done, myself and both of my children, is we share our location. Most cell phones have some sort of sharing mechanism to whereas you can be able to tell where they are. That was the first thing. I said, okay, you're not at home anymore. I need to know where you are. I'm not tracking you. I'm not going to pull up on you and your friends or anything like that. But in the event that something happens, please share your location with me, right? So that was one thing. The next thing is, like I said, she is a gun toter. She like Madea. She got her piece for a piece. But I said that should not be your only line of defense.
Right.
Throughout your home, you should have other tools and other things, like, you know, pepper sprays or stun guns or Kubotons or different things like that, so that you don't have to automatically go for your firearm. And if you only have one firearm, you know, if you can't get to it, say, for instance, your firearm is in your bedroom and your nightstand drawer, but you're down in the basement when someone comes into your home. Well, how do you get past them to get to your firearm? So sometimes it's also important, not sometimes, but all the time, to make sure that you have what we call staging your protection throughout your home in different rooms. You know, sometimes you see those old movies where they got guns under the sink and under the fireplace and all types of stuff like that. It seems far-fetched, But you have to remember, you know, in the perfect world, if someone does come in the perfect world, no one's going to ever come into your home. But in a scenario where if you're not in your room and you're not near that one weapon that you have and you're somewhere else, until you can get there, what are you going to use? So these are things that we have to start thinking about. Also, from the home perspective, you know, what type of lighting do you have in your home? Do you have lighting motion lights? So whereas if someone comes on your property, you know, will those lights come on? Do you have an alarm system? Do you use your alarm system? You would be surprised at how many people have home alarm systems and always have them in restrooms. What is the point? Even if you're home, turn that alarm on. You have to turn it on. I know sometimes we don't like turning on because kids are in and out and all of that type of thing, but understand this. You bought it, you paid for it. It only works if you use it. Please use your alarm system. If you have those Ring doorbells or things like that, that's great. We actually even have a product because some people may not, you know, have that, but we have a thing. It's like a door stopper. So whereas if you put it in your windows or if you put it in your doors, if someone tries to open your window, open your door, that alarm goes off. It is very loud. And it's also a travel thing, so you can take it with you. If you travel a lot, if you're like a flight attendant or something like that, and you go and stay in hotels, those places you have to be careful of because you don't know who has access to that hotel. So when you're staying in a hotel, are you putting that extra bar on the door for security? Do you have something to put under the door to protect yourself? Again, I've worked in hotels. I know that they're not always safe. So these are the things that you want to be thinking about. Travel, if you're a real estate agent. Again, if you have to walk back and forth, if you work late hours, any of those things, being aware of your surroundings and having a game plan, that is what's going to save your life in the event that someone tries to attack you. Any questions?
Wow, that's a lot of information, but it's, you really, really make people think, because I think when you live in country towns or small towns, sometimes you become naive to the fact that this stuff happens. And so moving from Georgia and being around everything to coming to small town back home to South Carolina, you know, I don't think we think on those terms, but you have to, because people are coming and going, and they're not necessarily from here that's breaking into your home, you know. So, yeah.
You just never can be too safe. I used to tease my best friend all the time because, you know, she lives in a pretty safe neighborhood, you know. But I would come to her house all the time, and her door would never be locked. And I would just walk right in, and I would say, why don't you lock your doors? And she's like, oh, you know, the kids are outside playing, they're in and out, et cetera, et cetera. I said, I don't care what's going on. You need to lock this door. I said, you don't know who can. And just like I walked in, and if you never know who's watching, who's lurking, who's chasing, you need to make sure that your doors are locked at all times. You know, you got to do like Big Mama and them used to do back in the day. Don't be coming, running in and out this house. If you're outside, stay outside. Or you bring the door back. You're not going to keep going in and out. You have to remember that. Again, everyone that's out here has their own agenda.
Right.
And right now, especially, you have to think about the fact that people are out of work. People are desperate. It's holiday season. Holiday season is like the highest crime season. It's the highest time for home invasions. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the highest people are shopping. So when you're out shopping for holiday gifts for your loved ones and things like that, you mm-hmm. are a target. People are watching you. There was just a shooting. My daughter worked at Lenox Mall. There was a shooting in the mall in Neiman Marcus while someone was shopping. And, you know, this man is shopping and he's purchasing or whatever. And so these three teenagers thought that, you know, he wasn't paying attention or saw him as a marker, as a target. Little did they know, he was packing. And so he opened fire on them. And I think one escaped or something like that. I'm not sure of the entire story. But we've been hearing more and more stories about shootings and robberies happening at Lenox and these parking decks because, again, people are so distracted mm-hmm. by everything that's going on, and there are people who are preying on you and watching and waiting to pounce on you when they think that you least expect it. So you have to make sure that you are aware of what's happening and that you have a plan of action and that you are, again, always, it's about mindset and mind shift. That is what's going to really save your life. Being able to, again, trust that gut instinct, being willing to switch up that game plan. If you were walking to your car and you see people out there and it doesn't look right or it doesn't feel right, I don't care if it does feel right. Sometimes if I'm going out to my car and I see like a group of people or something that's too close to my car, I might go back in the store and just wait a little while before I go back out. You never know what, you know, just going back inside and just waiting, it can save your life. So we have to be mindful of that. Also, I want to share this with you really quickly. I was on Facebook today, and a girlfriend of mine shared this post, and I thought it was both humorous, but it was a lot of truth to it. And I told her, hopefully she watches. I asked her to listen and to watch the show today because I said, you know what, I'm going to share this. And so I'm sharing it because it's geared towards the younger lady, not a seasoned woman, but, you know, it still may apply. And I'm going to just read through it. It says, breaking down the friend code. So it's not my post, it's a repost, but I wanted to share it anyway. And she said, because clearly there's too many girls that's going missing or getting killed. And she said, this is how us old schoolers used to roll. So code one, we leave together. We stay together. We come back together. You're not leaving with some random guy, and I'm not leaving you at a party by yourself. When we go somewhere together, we're leaving together. Code two. Both of us cannot be drunk. At least one person needs to be aware of our surroundings. So, again, you're going out with your girlfriends because, you know, our younger ladies, they go out, you know, and they're socializing and they're drinking and et cetera. You guys cannot get to a point of intoxication or, you know, being inebriated to the point where you are no longer, you know, have your bearings or you no longer know what's going on. Again, you become a target. You don't know who's watching you. Code three, if you go to the bathroom or outside, we're all going to outside together. Again, this is a together thing. We have to stick together. Code four, and this is very important. We do not accept drinks from strangers unless we're at the bar and watch the bartender pour. Again, you don't know who's out there, who's trying to set you up, who's trying to flip you something to get you, you know, out of sorts and take advantage of you. You know, we've gotten so much looser. You know, back in my day, we were way more, we had our guards up and we were just, you know, way more aware. But now with social media and all this other stuff, we're meeting strangers. Think about Uber. We're getting in Ubers with people we don't know, strange people. It's a different time right now, but we can't let our guards down to the point where we become targets, because that's how we become targets. Code five, if I feel like you're too drunk to function, we are leaving the party early. You can fuss at me later about messing up your night. And code six, if you just so happen to go missing, I'll give you a maximum of 15 to 30 minutes to show up before I shut the place down and we're all looking for you. Everyone else can call the police because I'm not going home without you. Code seven, if you're fighting, it better be one-on-one. Otherwise, we're all fighting. And code eight, and this is the golden rule, the drop-off person or the check-in, or whoever drove, checks in when getting home. If we don't hear from you, we are coming to your house. So, again, this is simply about when you're going out, ladies, you're going out to socialize, you're meeting people, you know, it's about accountability, making sure that you guys are watching out for one another, that you're, you know, you're not going out and doing things by yourself, that you're not overindulging in these substances because it does, you know, lower your inhibitions to where you're not aware and that's what you can be taking advantage of. And friends, look after friends. So if you're going out with your girls, look after one another because that is how we protect each other and that is how we don't become victims of trafficking, date rape, and all of these other things that's out here that the enemy had, all these traps that he set for us to try to get us out. About purpose, because that's what it's all about.
I tell you, Tab, I commend you on some great, great knowledge because when you think in terms of, like I said, moving from big city to a small place, you know, everybody don't think like you. And sometimes I start thinking like, well, am I being over analytical? No, I'm not being over analytical, you know, because at the end of the day, I've lived there. I lived in a subdivision for 14 years, let me see, 12, 14 years, small subdivision. Everybody knew each other. But while I was going to work, someone broke into my home. They kicked the back door in. The alarm wasn't set that day. My daughter forgot to set the alarm because she was the last one out of the house. And all they stole was electronics. So we were thinking maybe it was teenagers or something like that. But still, it's that type of stuff that we knew everybody in our neighborhood. So, you know, so coming from that type of environment to a smaller environment, you still have to, you can't be too comfortable.
Right, you cannot be too comfortable or too complacent. You know, I'm a New Yorker, in case you couldn't tell from my accent. But I grew up in New York, so, you know, in New York, nobody trusts anybody, okay? Everyone's suspect, everyone's suspicious. Again, keeping your head on the swivel. But when I moved to the South, when I moved to Atlanta, because I've been in Atlanta now for well over 22 years, and so you do get comfortable. You do, you know, you get to a point where you're like, oh, it's slow, it's southern, you know. And so you do kind of let your guard down. It's weird because I can remember going back to visit New York a couple of years ago. And I was staying in a hotel. I was up here for business. And I was getting ready to go back to my old neighborhood. And so I'm like, I'm going to hop on the train. I'm going to hop on the A train. I'm going to go to Brooklyn. And I'm going to go see my people. And, you know, I had like a designer bag on, I had all my jewelry on, and my wedding ring on, and all this stuff. And the valet guy was like, I said, well, where do I catch the train at, or blah, blah, blah. He was like, excuse me, man, but where are you going like that? Where are you going dressed like that? And I said, excuse me? And he was like, I mean, you just waiting in the box. And I was like, I was kind of taken aback because I didn't think about it. I walked down here comfortable. I don't think, and I shouldn't even be that comfortable here, but I walked down here comfortable with, you know, my handbag or my jewelry or what have you, and I don't think that someone's going to try to rob me. Typically, I'm going from my car to wherever I am, and it's not a whole lot of space in between, but he was like, man, first of all, I don't think you should get on the train this time of night alone by yourself. You need to take a cab. And even with taking a cab, I still need you to turn your ring around, maybe, you know, take some of that jewelry off because you're just flinging out here. You're just asking for someone to rob you. And I just was like, okay. So that was my moment, like, oh, my God, you know, have I really turned from an apple to a peach? Because I felt like, you know, I really was a walking target and just didn't think anything of it because I think that I have gotten more comfortable, you know, being here in the South than it was when I was growing up in New York. But in the same vein, I'm always telling my son, because, you know, he has his own business, and, you know, he makes designer shirts and clothing and things like that. And so he meets up with a lot of people, you know, to exchange goods for services. And I'm like, son, you need to be careful and where you're going and why you can't meet these people today. And, you know, I'm always just warning him about that because I don't want him to become too trusting of people to think that people won't rob you. If they see you on social media, if they see you be, you know, they say, oh, he has a business, oh, he sells clothes, he does this, he does that, he has money. So let me see if I can, you know, call him and say I want to buy something, and if he gives me, I'm going to rob him. So these are the types of conversations that I have with my children all the time. I really felt like it was my social responsibility as a woman's empowerment speaker to ensure that I was, you know, bringing awareness of situational awareness and safety to women. Because I was like, I'm a woman's empowerment speaker, I'm a coach, I'm all of these things, but I'm finding that, you know, the women that I'm trying to empower are prey and are targets. And so it's my social responsibility to make sure that I'm not only empowering them to live more purpose and empowering them to, you know, live their best selves, but also empowering them to be able to protect themselves if they're ever in danger. And so that's why I started this. That's why I became a damsel, because I really felt like these are conversations that we have to have because they're not things that we think about. But once we bring that awareness and start having those conversations, the next time you're out, you know, walking through a parking lot, you're going to think about what Tabitha said with that situational awareness, or stepping off the X, or avoid, escape, defend, those things will pop into your head and you'll think about, you know, how you're moving and what you're doing.
So, Tab, tell us how we will actually go about connecting with you, following you, all this good stuff.
Okay. So, like I said, I am the founder and CEO of We Win, which is Women Empowered Win. And my website is womenempoweredwin.com. So that's www.womenempoweredwin.com. Everything that I do can be accessed through that site. So as I said before, I am an empowerment speaker. I am a certified life coach. I have a women's empowerment podcast. And also, I am an independent damsel pro for Damsels in Defense, which is an organization that equips, empowers, and educates women on personal safety and safety awareness, and we also sell safety products. So we have an array of products that you can have, that you can purchase for your own personal safety, everything from alarms to stun devices to croutons. I even have some pepper sprays and some things over here, and it's for personal safety as well as home safety, even travel safety. We have an array of products. So in addition to that, I'm also an author, so I have a book, self-published author, but all of that can be accessed from my website, which is www.womenempoweredwin.com. I'm on all things social media. So I'm on Facebook. My We Win page is We Win LLC, and I'm also on Instagram at @we_win_LLC. And I actually had a couple of things that I need to show you right quick.
Okay.
For instance, I told you about my stun gun. So I've run with this stun gun, and I've actually stunned myself with it. And let me tell you something.
Oh, no.
It worked, okay? It worked. I stunned myself by accident. But I guess it was a way for me to test it out. But I never leave home without my stun gun. Because, like I said, I'm a runner. And so running through my subdivision, you know, sometimes there might be stray dogs out there, stray people out there that just look suspect. And so it's loud. It has a light to it. So it has flashlights, which can be blinding light. Criminals don't like light. So if they run up on you and you flash them in the eye, that already kind of, you know, makes them turn back. If you are one time running and there was like a little dog or something that kind of ran up on me, and I don't know if you can hear that, but it's pretty loud. Animals don't like that sound. So when I did that, he backed up off me. So I use my stun device all the time. Well, I don't use it, but I have it all the time. Also, you've heard of old weapons that women would use sometimes. They would say to take your house keys and put your house keys in between your fingers because you can use it as a weapon if someone ever tried to attack you. You might hear a lot of old school people talk about that, using their keys as a weapon. But when you use those keys, if you ever had to use those keys and you tried to actually stab someone with those keys, you could do so much damage to your own hand because those keys would scratch up the inside of your hand. So this is one of my favorite non-lethal weapons of choice, but this can actually be lethal. But it's called the Kubaton, and we have more than one. And they can actually go on your keys. But this is a striking tool, and this can be a deadly weapon if you struck it in certain instances. But it's lightweight. We have different sizes. My hands are very small. And so, you know, if someone were to come and try to attack you, you know, this weapon can be used to, again, protect yourself. So it's called a Kubaton. And then also we have pepper spray. We have an array of pepper sprays. We have all types of pepper spray carriers and things like that. But this pepper spray also has, I forgot what it's called, but it has something in it, it has a UV light. So if you were ever attacked and you sprayed your attacker with this, even if they tried to wash it off of themselves, the UV would still be on them. And so if the police caught them in a lineup and you did a UV screening, this spray would still come up and they would know that you sprayed this. And so they would be, caught. So we have all different types of products. Of course, I didn't come on here to sell anything, but I kind of just wanted to let you know that there are products on the market. The reason why I got into this business is really because of my daughter. Like I said, when she moved out, or you know, because she was a server at Cheesecake Factory, I worried about her well-being. I worried about her safety. I did not want her to be out here unprotected. And I didn't need to be out here unprotected. This is another weapon that we have, and it's a pin. It's a pin that goes undetected. I've taken this on flight because it's actually a writing pin. However, it's very hard. I put it in titanium. It has a light on it. Again, we talked about lights and how criminals do not like light. Also, if you ever have to use it as a weapon, this piece up here is very, very sharp, and it actually could get DNA. And so if you ever had to strike your attacker with it, your DNA could be captured and could be given to authorities to, you know, to be caught. It works. So we have a bunch of different products. If you're interested, I'm always looking to partner and to grow my business. And to, if you're interested in becoming a damsel, I could also help you with that. So, again, just please reach out to me if you are interested in purchasing any damsel products. My damsel website specifically is www.mydamsel, and that's D-A-M-S-E-L, damselpro.net/WeWinDamsel. And so I can help you with any of your personal safety needs, personal alarms. We have personal alarms for your kids. So if you want, it's like a little small alarm, and you put it on your kids' neck or keychain or something. And if your kid feels like they're in danger, they can press that alarm and it makes a loud noise. So it brings attention to them. Because, you know, kids are getting snatched up all of the time too. So we want to make sure that we're protecting our children. And again, several products. And also, one last thing, because I know you spoke about your passion for sex trafficking and human trafficking. What I love about Damsel and what really drew me to Damsel was the mission. The mission of Damsel in Defense and all of the portion of all of the proceeds and everything that we sell goes to helping women who have been rescued from sex trafficking. So that was the selling point for me. That is why I joined Damsel. That's why I am a damsel. And that's why I love having these conversations, because any woman that we can save and protect is one more woman that we kept safe. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for educating, empowering, enlightening, equipping, and arming us with the knowledge that we need, because, again, we don't want to be, you know, praised because we know how to pray. We want to be able to know how to equip ourselves. And who would have thought about a plan in each of your rooms? You know, if you weren't aware of that, you would never know anything like that. So
right. And
yeah.
These are the conversations that, you know, spark that, so that the next time, because I didn't think of it, quite honestly. It wasn't until, like I said, my mentor, she is an amazing, she's like a personal safety expert. She's a firearms instructor. She teaches women how to shoot also. I forgot to mention that. So if you're interested in just the fundamental and safety of firearms instruction, her name is T-Buzz, and she has her business is called Acutely Aware, and she does firearm instruction and fundamentals. But she is like my mentor. She's the one that helped me to have a complete mind shift and mindset about safety. And I came home and was like, we need a safety plan. We need to sit down and do it. Because I didn't have one. And once we started having these conversations, it made me conscious of the fact that if someone did run up in here, what is our plan? Where are we going? You know, if there's a fire, if anything happens, how are we getting out of this home? You know, it started making me think about, if I'm in the street and someone tries to attack me, what am I going to do? Because you have to practice it. Practicing brings muscle memory. Mm-hmm. If you practice, like when I'm walking, I'm clicking my stun gun all the time, because you have to think, you know, when someone, if you were ever under attack, your adrenaline is going to be rushing and you might forget certain things, right? So it's
mm-hmm.
important to practice, because when you start practicing things, then it becomes instinctive and it becomes automatic. So even if you're not thinking about it, you practice it so much that it automatically kick into gear. So it's good to have a plan, but it's also good to make sure that you're practicing that plan. That is the key, is practicing it. Because If you write a plan and never practice, then it's really pointless to have it, because when the time comes, we hope it never does, but if and when the time comes, you want to be ready and you want to be ready to just go.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much for all your knowledge that you shared tonight and your high energy. Because that's what we do.
I'm very passionate about, you know, helping women in all aspects. And so this right here, I'm just thankful for the opportunity. I'm thankful because any woman who listens to this, if they don't remember anything else, they're going to remember. Like I said, there's going to be moments because of those what if scenarios, and they're going to have those scenarios where they might be walking out of the store or something, and something that I said is going to resonate with them, and they're going to think about it. So thank you so much for having me just for that.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. We're definitely going to have to stay connected because you're part of Mom Biz Boss as well, right?
I am. Yes.
So we'll definitely be connected. I may not be able to join you guys on Friday for the net worth brunching. Brunch. But I love the connections because there's so many women that do so many different things. And the things that I also love is the fact that there's so much collaboration. That, you know, okay, you're doing life coach, but I don't feel like I'm in competition. We can collaborate and see how we can become an octopus and help with the farther reach and longer arms, you know. And so that's one of the things I like about Mom Biz Boss. So, ladies, if you're not part of mombizboss.org, you want to connect. Again, they have the monthly event coming up this coming Friday. Friday is the 23rd, is that correct? Friday the 23rd from 11 to 1:30 p.m., you can get your tickets on Eventbrite. Any final words? Anything else that you want to leave to make them say, whatever you
want. I'll just say this. Again, the mantra for me, for my personal safety, is to not be afraid, but aware. So being aware of your surroundings, having a game plan, practicing that game plan, and last but not least, keep your head on the swivel. That's it.
All right. Well, we thank you again for joining us, and come on back in and check us out and talk to us. And you
anytime.
Know,
you want to ask me, I'll be here. I promise.
All right. Well, thanks again. Have a blessed night.
Thanks. God bless you. Have a great
night. God bless you. So, ladies and gentlemen, now this was actually, I'm not going to say just geared to the ladies, but as God gave me this topic tonight and I saw that post that was texted to me as soon as I looked at my phone, I was like, God, this is it. And I reached out to Mom Biz Boss founder, and Teresa was like, yeah, I got two ladies. And she said, pray about who God gives you. And I reached out to both of them. And then, but God connected me with Tab. It was a divine intervention, a divine appointment. And so as we talked, we spoke, it was complete. I know it's divine. So, guys, I tell you, it's time for us to know the tactics of the enemy, because when I saw that post, and I'm going to actually, if I can, figure out if I can actually post it in the comments in here, because it's going to show you real life situations that are happening. And so we are going to be prayerful. We're going to be praying, but we're not going to fall victim or pray to anyone. And we're disarming the enemy of all tactics. We're going to be aware, and we're going to go ahead and do the things that we have learned tonight from Tab. Again, she said, don't be afraid, just be aware. And that's what we're doing. So tonight has been a different type of night. But again, I told you that as your purpose midwife, I want you to be the best version of you that you are in every capacity of you. For those of you who have been following along with me in this wellness journey, y'all don't forget to go visit bit.ly/onfiretolive if you want to get any of your wellness, health and wellness products. Or jump in on the chat, because I go in on our group each and every day. And I'm reminding you of that commitment that you made to yourself, because you make commitments to everybody else each and every day. And you honor those commitments to them. But what about yourself? So today is day 63 for those of you who have been on that journey with me. And so I commend you. I applaud you. And it's time for you to applaud yourself. I don't care if you've fallen wayside at some point. Get back up. Let's do it again. It's time to move forth in the things that God is calling you to do. Because guess what? We have one life. We have one temple. It's time to take care of this temple. As I told you before, God has made me the keeper. And he's given me this to be this tent, or as my old pastor used to say, the earth suit. So as God has given me and made me the steward of this temple, then I want to keep it healthy. And as I celebrate, oh, and I didn't want to forget, thank y'all for all of the birthday love on Sunday. I got all kind of text messages and everything all over the board. So thank you. And when, y'all, and be careful what you're speaking to. I tell y'all that too. But be careful what you speak, because 2 weeks ago I posted that I'm celebrating my birthday all month long. And yes, I'm still celebrating my birthday all month long. So, y'all, I'm still sending gifts and stylet and the beautiful cash apps just out the blue. Loving it. But be careful what you're speaking, because when I tell you from that day forward, even people who aren't on social media were just lavishing me with love and gifts. And it's not about the gifts, but it's being aware of the fact that the power and authority that you walk in, even when you're teasing. So even when you're playing with people, don't say things you don't want to manifest. I remember the Lord gave me a word for someone, and I said, don't give birth to what you, don't speak life to what you don't want to give birth to. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't give life to what you don't want to give birth to. So in other words, if you don't want it to come into fruition, you don't want it to manifest, don't speak it, even when playing. Well, I'm tuning out tonight. I am Aaliyah, your Purpose Midwife, Miss On Friday Inspire. Love you guys. I'll see you same time next week, same place, On Friday Inspire. Love y'all. Y'all have a beautiful week filled with favor,